Passage 3. Questions 5 and 6. Listen to a lecture in a course on Native American studies.
Our topic for today is Iroquois villages, and I'm going to have a rather unusual assignment for you based on this topic, so you need to listen carefully to the information. First of all, I'll be describing an Iroquois village, and then, for your assignment, I want you to draw a village.
Excuse me, Dr. Thomas. You want us to draw an Iroquois village?
Yes, that's exactly what I want you to do. I think this will help you to understand the efficient simplicity of the design of an Iroquois village. Now, let me describe an Iroquois village and what makes it so special. An Iroquois village consisted of a number of longhouses. Iroquois longhouses were long, single-story houses with U-shaped roofs, and they were very elegant in their simplicity. Iroquois villages were also well-defended. Around an Iroquois village, there was usually a stockade, which is a defensive wall or barrier made of wooden posts. The stockade around an Iroquois village was typically hexagonal in shape, which means that it was six-sided. It had vertical wood posts around the outside of the stockade, and these posts had sharpened ends pointing upward for further protection. Now, for the assignment. Your assignment is to create a pencil drawing of an Iroquois village. You can use the information I just provided, and you can find more information in Chapter 22 of the text.
But Dr. Thomas, what if I can't draw? I'm not very good at drawing.
Well, just try your best. I want you to make a good effort.
Are you expecting just a simple drawing, or does the drawing need to be complicated?
I'd like you to do the best you can do.
Well, for me, my best might not be what you're expecting.